But the Hobie sailboat thing, is that going to be a pretty big deal?
Yeah, not as, actually not as big as we thought, but it's a big deal.
Yeah,
I mean, grand illusions. Yeah. But it's still a great piece of business for the period it comes in.
Oh, it's huge. My first house on Captiva, the little cottage on the beach, there were two Hobies there. And one of them was just the bottom part, what do you call it, the canvas and the pontoons with no mast. The other one had a mast, and the one that didn't have a mast was half buried in the sand. So I said, I'll just let it keep getting covered over in the dunes. So I decided the mast was bent, so I was going to repair it.
Oh, they bought the house?
I bought the house. They were sitting there, left by the previous owner. And I tried to move them, but like seven of us could not lift this thing. It was pretty heavy. Fiberglass, like an 18, I think it was. But what happened is, so I was going to get the repair, and I called up a Hobie. I got their catalog all set to do it. One day, a storm came by and lifted it up, because lift is the issue with wind. Broke the mast, lifted it up, threw it across the road. It landed in the south driveway on my house. It missed the air conditioner, but it trimmed a little bit off the air conditioning platform. It missed the power line. It missed my gate. It missed the tree. I mean, it's just like almost nothing but net. If it hadn't nicked a little bit of that air conditioning, and it broke. You know, so threw it across, landed, and it broke. And I was like saying, what kind of a wind came through? Imagine if a panel truck was going by or a box truck was going by when this thing went flying across the road. And I didn't see it happen. Somebody came and said, there's this big wind, and all this stuff wound up in our pool. Long story made short, we walked around the property to clean up and found the broken Hobie.
Gosh.
Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call this meeting to order. This is the Captiva Erosion Prevention District tentative budget hearing for adoption of tentative millage rate. And I'd like to start with roll call.
Bob Walter,
Mike Mullins,
Dave Jensen.
We have a quorum. And this is held this day, this 12th day of September 2019. I need to announce that the rollback rate is 0.2945, which is what was last year's rate. Is that how the rollback rate is?
And then they add a little bit for the increase of the value of the homes.
And the proposed millage rate is 0.4291, so 4291 mils, which is a 45.7% increase over last year's rollback rate. Public comment. Any comment?
Seems high. I'll trust you.
It is high. No, it is high, and it's deliberately high because we're putting money in there for sea level rise research and maybe, you know, getting some work done around sea level rise. So, for example, if the panel committee were to come up with a project and they needed some help and they came to us and it made sense, we would look to use that funding to go into the sea level rise. We had our attorney research that, and she came back and said she agrees it's within the enabling legislation of the CEPD to deal with the bay side of the island and the passes and so on, and so the entire tidal waters of the island. So that's why we put money in there for that. I think it's less than $100,000, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Yeah. Did you want to ask any further questions, Dick? Okay. So I'd like to call for the adoption of Resolution 2019-09, which is the tentative levying of ad valorem taxes. I'm going to read the resolution into the record. Resolution number 2019-09 by the Board of Commissioners of the Captiva Erosion Prevention District, Lee County, Florida. Whereas the Captiva Erosion Prevention District on September 12, 2019 adopted fiscal year 2019-2020 tentative millage rate following a public hearing as required by Florida Statute 200.065. Whereas the Board of Captiva Erosion Prevention District of Lee County, Florida held a public hearing as required by Florida Statute 200.065, and whereas the gross taxable value for operating purposes not exempt from taxation within Captiva Island, Lee County, Florida has been certified by the Lee County property appraiser to the Captiva Erosion Prevention District as $1,472,016,428. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Governing Board of the Captiva Erosion Prevention District of Lee County, Florida, that 1. The fiscal year 2019-2020 tentative millage rate is 0.4291 mils, which is greater than the rollback rate of 0.2945 mils by 45.7%. 2. This resolution will take effect immediately upon its adoption. The foregoing resolution was offered. This is now material we would sign if it's approved. So I would ask for a motion to pass the resolution.
I make a motion to accept resolution number 2019-09.
Is there a
second? I'll second.
So let's discuss. Any questions?
No.
Okay. Take the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Now we want to call for the adoption of resolution 2019-10, tentative general fund budget. I'm going to read that resolution, but we're raising $600,000, which is the taxable rate provided by the property appraiser multiplied by the 0.4291 ad valorem. So this basically says we've adopted the millage rate, and now we're going to apply the millage rate to the property value to arrive at a budget number. Now, resolution number 2019-10 by the Board of Commissioners of the Captiva Erosion Prevention District, Lee County, Florida. A resolution of the Board of the Captiva Erosion Prevention District of Lee County, Florida, adopting the tentative general fund budget for fiscal year 2019-2020, providing for an effective date. Whereas the Captiva Erosion Prevention District of Lee County, Florida, on September 12, 2019, held a public hearing as required by Florida Statute 200.065, and whereas the Captiva Erosion Prevention District of Lee County, Florida, set for the appropriations and revenue estimate for the budget for fiscal year 2019-2020 in the amount of $643,450. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Captiva Erosion Prevention District of Lee County, Florida, that the fiscal year, one, the fiscal year 2019/2020 tentative general budget be adopted. This resolution will take effect immediately upon its adoption. The foregoing resolution was offered and we have signatures required if it's passed. Is there a motion to adopt the budget?
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution number 2019-10 as stated.
I'll second it.
Okay, discussion? Okay. Call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any objections? No? Passed unanimously. There is a copy up here, Dick, by the way, where the budget number is on the back of it if you wanted to see the details of that. But at this point, we've passed the millage rate, we've passed the budget. Bob, have you signed it?
I've signed it, that's you there. There's pen back.
I have a couple of those.
She writes pretty good. We must be spending too much money.
They really do. Good pen.
You're spending too much money on it. I figured that. We have to now just go into what will be the next meeting. So I have to remind everybody that the final budget hearing is on September 26th at 5:01 p.m. That same day we have a 3:00 general meeting for those not aware of that. So we're going to go from one meeting into the next. Before we adjourn the meeting, let me just share for those who haven't been through the process before. We now are required to do a public advertisement because we're not using the rollback rate because we're actually increasing the budget. We advertise in appropriate papers, whatever's required by law, and it has to be a certain size ad, and we put the information in there about the increase. So if there's interest in the community, we might see some people turn out for the final. Typically, we don't see people turn out for the budget meetings at all, but hopefully we'll get some people and they'll come. If there are no further questions, I'd like to adjourn the meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Adjourned.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
By the way, I did see that
9 minutes.
This hearing is on.
Good job.
It is on there?
Oh,
it is.
Oh, good.
At the bottom here, it lists like 5 or 6 units, the fire department, the CEPD, water management district.
Good.
So we're meeting at 3 on the 26th and at 5?
Well, yes. There's a regular meeting at the 3.
Right.
The 5:00 meeting is to approve the budget. That one we have to have a quorum at, or we can do continuances until
right.
We have a quorum.
But the 3 meeting's not going to last 2 hours.
No, it isn't. No.
So
no, just that it starts at 3.
I gotta be on.
No, you can do that. That'll work.
I don't know. Last year, but you can, you know, bop out for 4:00.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate you coming.
New budget.
Thank you.
It's always fun to have a bigger budget.
So how's yoga going?
There is no big party tonight.
It's going very well, but